right there, you guys were running the refeed over that. I could tell I was hearing two things. But that's good because we're into overdrive, and it's fun to have that type of stuff going on. Let's jam in a few phone calls here. Alan in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. I just got one thing I wanted to point out to you. There are people out there, and I'm one of them.
Hey, brother, how you doing? Listen, of course this happens when we have a visitor. Go ahead and kill it. Well, what that is you're running the first 5 minutes of the show right now, just so you guys know. I'm just telling them. I'm not actually getting on them here. I'm telling them so they know what that is. That's from when I played that clip of Aaron at the beginning of the show. I'm going to got to go to 20 after now in overdrive. I can't let the show end like this. We had like a big IT crash yesterday. This never happens. But how is it running on a news station? I know it's crazy, isn't it?
Your site was InfoWars down because of the traffic? Is that
well, we thought it was traffic at first, and a lot of it was traffic, but it was also a hack.
It's not even fair to say that I run a news organization. I run an AM radio station, but we do not. I mean, there's four people there at any given time. That's the most amount. You have an army of people. In fact, back when I was an intern and Mancow came to town, we had a sports station across the hall. We used to call it a boyquarium because all the windows, you could see all the young interns just buzzing around, making things happen. And that's what it's like here for people that can't see. There's just people everywhere doing stuff, all active all at once. You come to our station and the morning show is fed in. And the afternoon show is fed in from Austin. And so in between, we're doing what we can to support those shows, to get things up on the web, and to get sponsors that get it. You know, it's one thing for Rush Limbaugh to get a bakery to sponsor that show. It's not easy. It's another thing for somebody to get a bakery in Main Street, USA to sponsor a show that is saying, hey, things are wrong. It takes a special kind of advertiser to do that. So,
well, also what's happening is that, you know, people are intimidated by the system. But I've actually noticed now that the tyranny's so out in the open, people are really starting to actually go, you know what, it's time to stand up against this. Are you finding that?
It is. But, you know, it's almost like you got to put up a bat signal beyond. You know, it's great to have a radio station. The next thing that I want to do in Chicagoland is I want to get a couple of billboards in really nice locations with either some of the artwork that you guys use promoting this show. Almost like a bat signal to be like, to kind of wake people up and go, hey, there's something going on. Check out this billboard. Get a little conversation going about it in the market.
America's in trouble. Yeah. Find out why.
Exactly.
Or want to turn America around? It's on the radio now.
Yeah. The Joker picture, some of that stuff even. I mean, people, it takes things like that. They're used to seeing regular advertisements. They're used to seeing Subway or whatever it is. I saw a billboard on my way to the airport to come see you, and it was blurry on purpose. Blurry on purpose. You can't read it. And then as you get closer underneath, you say, think it's time to get your eyes checked. And it's like, wait a minute. My eyes are fine. You put up a billboard to make it look like my eyes are bad, to then get my attention, to then get me to consider going to whatever vision center it is.
Well, that's like, you might die of a heart attack. Go get it checked right now. They don't tell you that they're catching all these doctors putting stents in people that don't need them.
Yeah, yeah. So, I want, you know, just like you guys take the things that they're doing and use them to get information. I think that's the next thing that we need to do in Chicago is put up 3 or 4 billboards in a few strategic places that really get people talking, shine the light on what's going on, and then what will happen is the guy that owns the bakery that will support this movement and the show and the station, etc., he'll find us and then we can talk and we can show him how great things are.
Absolutely. And again, the great part about live radio is our, one of our local affiliates, 590 AM, they've got all, that is an old-fashioned big news thing with like 15 people in there. You know, you'll hear them play the traffic wrong or somebody's live on air that doesn't know it. That's what makes it so real. So, you know, the guys almost have a heart attack once a week when something screws up and I'm like, hey, it's all right, it's interesting, and that's what makes it real. Now, I promise to go to your call, so be ready. Alan in Kentucky, we're going to go to you. And we're going to go to everybody else that's holding with our guest, Riding Shotgun, on the other site of this break. It is 1530WCKG.com, 1530WCKG.com. And wherever you are in the country, you can go get their free iPhone and Android app linked on their site right now. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Matt Dubiel is in studio. He is the general manager of our Chicago affiliate, and we're doing a few more segments here, taking your phone calls on this Thursday edition. Ladies and gentlemen, we confirmed a bill has been introduced and added into the big omnibus gun grab bill, saying that the IRS, the government, will order all semi-autos turned in. They're now just saying all handguns on CNN, and that they will then give you a tax credit for what they say it's worth. I mean, whoa, the confiscation mechanism is now being put in. I want to go to some of your phone calls. We've got the bill. Kurt Nimmo's doing an article on it right now. This is going to be breaking news because I went and looked. The gun sites don't even have this information, and we have confirmed it in the 113th Congress, introduced on Monday, and we're just learning about it on Thursday from a caller. Matt, where do you think all this is going?
It's scary because I think you're going to have your insurance companies ask you if you have a gun in the home. You're going to have doctor so-and-so, your pediatrician's going to ask you if you have a gun in the home. And what happens when I got little kids? I got four little kids. If somebody asked my kids a question, especially somebody in a position of authority, teacher, doctor, somebody, they're honest children. They're going to answer. And their answers could dictate the course of a path for that family that is very bad or very good. I mean, if
this is creepy government, yeah, like in every other authoritarian system, sticking its snout in there when they're the ones that disarmed the schools and advertised it as giant shooting zones. I mean, this is absolutely, totally off the charts. insane, and they're announcing a Homeland Security program to demonize gun owners and harass gun owners from 100 different angles. This is what I've been saying on air, it was really set up for, because I had their manuals. Yeah. They're just unveiling what was already there, Matt.
If you don't have a gun in the house, you're marked to be a victim, like the newspaper display of all the houses that don't have guns. If you have one, you're crazy. So at some point, then you got to say, well, what do we say? Do we have guns in the house? Don't we have guns in the house? Are people going to even talk about having guns anymore? Are they going to be like the smokers that are in front of the office building that are now?
No, that's what the attorney general said. He said we have to make it look bad for the citizens to own guns, and we have to literally brainwash them, is the quote. But what you just said is key. Think about this, folks. Pinch yourselves. The government is sitting here right now in everybody's face attempting to tell you that you're bad, you're dirty, we're going to publish your name, we're going to ask your kids questions. This is outrageous bullying is what we're seeing.
And the problem is we don't ask questions. We don't ask questions about authority. I took my the little boy that was in the wheelchair video with the TSA, I took him to the doctor. We wanted to get a flu test just to see, we have to watch this. And the first thing the doctor asked me was, did he get a flu shot? And I said, no. Well, why not? Why not? What do you mean, why not? Why did I? No, he just didn't. Now let's talk about, does he have a fever? Does he have this? So when the doctors make me, and I started to sweat a little bit. Oh, I don't know. Did I do something wrong? Am I going to? So then what happens when they're asking, do you have a firearm in the house? Do you have this?
No. They're making you a suspect for something that's not even illegal. And listen, the flu shots have never been accurate for whatever the flu is. They lower your immunity. This is all a major government admissions. The insert says it can kill you. The insert says it can kill you. Kill you, but they go, hey, you're going to take it or you're not taking your baby home.
Alex, every four of us had the flu. Four out of six of us had the flu 3 weeks ago. We went to the doctor. They tested us. We had the flu. We made it through in 4 days. And you know what they said? They said, well, you have flu A. And I said, okay, well, what difference does it make? They said, well, people that have been vaccinated typically have flu B. And I went, oh, interesting. So everybody that has been vaccinated has one kind of flu, and everybody that hasn't been vaccinated is getting another kind of flu.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, there's various viruses out there. There's thousands and thousands of flus. How do they know which one to inoculate you for that year? So, and my point is, all four of us survived. We made it through. We had a fever. We got sick for a few days. We didn't send the kids to school. We didn't go to the store. We stayed away from people. And then when it was over, we got back to our lives.
But see, that's that guilt thing that you're going to make them sick. Well, if they've had the vaccine, it says it can paralyze you and cause permanent narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré. I mean, this is all admitted. And that's what's so frustrating to me, is that it just gets worse and worse as a society. Let's jam in some phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Kentucky. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, Alex?
Yes, sir.
You're quickly becoming you probably are the leader of the people that woke up there in Kentucky for information. I just wanted to bring something to your attention and your guest's attention. I'd like to see people kick it around a little bit. There are some of us that are on psychotropic drugs. You know, I've been on psychotropic drugs for 20 years. I've had a gun that whole time. I haven't shot anybody. I haven't pointed a gun at anybody. I haven't had a problem, which I'm proud that I didn't. But if somebody doesn't step up and say, look, we've got to find a way to see whether these people are competent or not, some kind of a real way of doing it, there's going to be people that will not go that need help. And there's going to be people that need help that will stop going. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Well, what's happening is we're already chemically imbalanced from all the additives in the food. And so I'm not saying that out of the 60 million people on some type of psychotropic, it hasn't actually helped somebody. Most people can take LSD and not jump off cliffs, stab their wife. But still, LSD is a very dangerous drug because some people are going to have a bad trip and they're going to kill their neighbors. And these are in that class. And see, it's one thing if you maybe had a chemical issue and they put you on a drug that actually helped you as an individual. Different strokes for different folks. I'm a libertarian. I say decriminalize all this stuff. My issue is, They put 67% of foster kids on psychotropics on average nationwide. And the average is on seven drugs. Now, these kids are bombed out of their brain. And most of these mass shooters, it turns out the Batman guy was on five drugs, that they're now learning. Five psychotropics. Oh, this one made you crazy. Let's put more. So I'm not saying some people can drink whiskey and be nice. Some people drink whiskey and they beat their wife.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't need to be drinking. So what I'm saying is the drugs definitely are tied to the mass shootings. Okay? And so stop blaming my guns, an inanimate object. Start blaming high-powered drugs on it. Your comment on that.
Well, yeah. It's, people have said it before. You take away the cars then. Well, they could drive and they could have a problem. They could stab it. I mean, there's people that are on psychotropic drugs. There's mothers. Oh, these stories break my heart where the mother drives the car with the kids into the lake. We had that happen in Chicago a few years
ago. Or chops their arms off of the meat cleaver. Always on it.
You can't. What are you going to do? Take everything away? Put everyone in a rubber room? You can't do that. What you can do is start at home. Don't feed your kids garbage. Don't drug your kids up. And take care of a home court first, and then worry about other people.
And notice how, exactly, notice how they're attacking the family right now. The family is the only thing in church that is holding things together. It's churches that go and bail people out of jail when they've been arrested for no reason. It's churches that were able, with the whole Hurricane Sandy, to hold things together. FEMA said closed for bad weather. I mean, it wasn't a joke. I mean, it's families and churches, and they're the things under attack. What do all you yuppies think is going to happen when everything collapses? That's the end of your martini parties. It's the end of Sex in the City. Because I know there's a lot of women out there. I'm not blaming women. A lot of women are awake who are like, oh, I don't want to hear negative. Let's party. Let's have fun. The government's your friend. No, it's not, honey cake. It's not your friend. Comments on that.
My kids, I fed them McDonald's. We're human beings. Every now and then we've given in and, oh, we go to McDonald's. I can tell when they eat that stuff because later on they're acting like they're not my kids.
No, no.
They're bouncing around.
We've been on the highway and fed a McDonald's and they act like demons that day.
And I come home and I go, well, what do they have? Oh, they have McDonald's. Oh. So no, everyone else is putting that stuff in their kids all the time. And then they go and they take them in and get them on ADHD meds or whatever. So take a step back, lead your family, and you're right, they want to tear up the family. They don't want strong men leading their family, and they don't want strong women with their strong men.
Who get that a strong family's a strong man. They're teaching women a strong family's a man who's following you.
Yeah, an emasculated man that's carrying, you know, her purse and following her around.
You see it everywhere, and these women are not happy.
Yeah, they're not, and the kids aren't happy, and because of that, folks are growing up with parents that are on the phone all the time. And we, you know what, we're human. We try and put the iPhones away later and not text.
We're all guilty of it, but at least you can be conscious of it.
You got to, because if you're not, then before you know it, it's going to spiral out of control. Well, and then you're going to be going, well, they should be doing this. They should be doing that. Well, wait a minute. Let's get our home turf in order first. Let's start at home.
Well, I'm really glad you came to visit me. I'm impressed, man. What a great general manager of our Chicago station. Thank you, Alan. We're not blaming anybody on psychotropics. Okay, I just that you shouldn't put young devil worshipers on it, because
right.
It's young devil worshipers in every case on this to do it. Let's talk to Josh in Wisconsin. Josh, you're on the air.
Hi there, Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
It's a pleasure to be on here with you. I know you ain't got much time. I had called you last month about a gun on, you know, Mr. Obama's thing and all this chaos, but I called you last month about it, and the day I got out of incarceration, I ended up, thank God, I ended up talking to you that day. And well, needless to say, I'm just hoping that I'd be able to get my gun back. I don't know, I've been pinpointed for the last, you know, month.
Yeah, what's happening is a lot of people are being arrested for petty things. In some of these bills, they talk about, we may just take your gun and never give it back for no reason. It's like these random investigations. They're going to start persecuting gun owners like we're Al-Qaeda. I appreciate your call, sir. I don't actually remember your exact story. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to visit the website, 1530wckg.com. It's got free iPhone apps. Where you can pick up all the great shows that are there, including mine. And we just appreciate you carrying the show live, Matt. Very exciting.
We appreciate you doing the show. You know, if you didn't do it, we'd have to choose from all the other garbage that's out there that's the same, right and left, political, Republican, Democrat, and it's nice to have an alternative to that.
Coming up next, we've got the Kentucky sheriff, the amazing patriot, and he's warning of civil war if they try to take the guns. He's coming on, and we've got the article up at Infowars.com, gun confiscation bill introduced in Congress, IRS credit to citizens who allow government to confiscate their firearms.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
I'm going to be honest with you. So the whole radio crew, we just spontaneously locked hands and prayed to God for guidance and protection in these times.
When you dig my grave.
The globalists have dug our grave. They've dug America's grave. They want us to be an example of a nanny state tyranny worldwide. Not a beacon of freedom. And they will wrap themselves around those little children. They will use them as their front to sell evil. And those of us that have discernment are completely freaked out by what's happening. It is not fun to have to face down these gangsters, but it's what has to be done. No king but King Jesus. We are not going to bow down to these tyrants. These are horrible people that know the vaccines are killing people. Obama says we haven't given any solutions to the killing, which they probably conducted. The evidence is pretty damning, especially in Colorado. We know they stage other mass shootings, Operation Gladio in Europe. We know they stage Fast and Furious that killed thousands. So they're prime suspects. But they know full well every one of the real mass shooters was through cultural copycatting, where they put mass shootings in all these movies. The last Tom Cruise movie had one in it, came out right on time. The media hypes it constantly. They do these drills everywhere in every town and city, getting it into everybody's mind, where when there are unstable people on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that the insert says makes you engage in homicidal mass murder activity. I mean, we've shown you the inserts. They all say the same thing. Paxil, Luvox, Prozac. I mean, I don't want to get into any names, but I've had friends who, you know, had a divorce or whatever, and they said, okay, you're having trouble doing whatever, you know, we're going to put you on Xanax. And they just turned into complete zombies. I've known people put on Luvox and stuff who just are totally screwed up. And, you know, I knew instantly a few months ago, we had a cop killed in years, thank God, here in Austin, that a guy for no reason just walked up and shot a cop in a Walmart. They said the guy was walking around like a zombie with a gun and in the first reports and just shot a cop who responded in cold blood, and it turned out he was on a bunch of Xanax. I mean, this is a no-brainer, and then Obama gets up there on television and says, hey, it's these gun owners. They're the problem. It's these gun manufacturers, these gun sellers, and we're going to lean on them until they shut down or stop selling semi-autos. And then I'm watching CNN right before the show starts. We have it on to monitor enemy transmissions. They're like another police chief on there going, we need to ban all the handguns. Not just they're coming for everything. And they're going to use the full weight of Homeland Security, now admitted. I had their manuals years ago. People are like, how'd you know, Alex, that they were going to use Homeland Security as an anti-gun agency? Because they've been training for it. They're just unveiling it now. It's like in the old days, in World War I, World War II, they'd show a big ship being built. It'd be behind these big curtains in a giant dock, in a giant dry dock, and they'd pull back the curtain with the press, with the film cameras rolling, and then they'd cut these big ropes, and then all of a sudden, it would, or they'd have explosives detonate, and these big rocks would fall down, and the big ship would slide into the water. I mean, they just pull back. I mean, like, there's a big ship behind there. I've been behind there. They've done it over and over again. They're blueprint. They're coming for our guns. Uh-oh, here we go. Boom, pull back the curtain. The ship's now gone in the water. It's on. And Paul Watson is such a prodigious writer. Mayor predicts Waco-style standoff in response to Obama gun confiscation. It's not going to end well. And that's Gloversville Mayor Dayton King. Oh, yeah, they're going to call us terrorists. They've been telling police, we're going to get the guns. When they fight back, they're terrorists. And you go to the urban warfare drills. I've been to countless ones. This is a long-term project of the globalists, getting units of police and military ready. Most of them have been compartmentalized, aren't part of it. You've seen the footage of my police state films with guys that look like my farming relatives. John Deere hats, overalls. They'll even have kids with them in the drills. And they kill them. They practice killing farming people, okay? And, I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but when the Army and the Marine Corps have been training for at least 15 years that I know to take on Hank Williams Jr., because we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, we live back in the woods, you see, with the woman, the kid, and the dogs and me, we say grace, we say amen. And, you know, if you don't like it, well, you know, we're not going to go along with it. You can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. And that's the target of a foreign banking takeover. They're in New York, Chicago places. They see all the yuppies, all the soft, scared people. They're like, good, we got control of this. But they see Americans going, we know you're criminals. We know you're globalists. They're telling the cops, there's no New World Order. Nobody's coming for the guns. There's no Federal Reserve. Now, there is a Federal Reserve. We are run by foreign banks. We are in a world government. And those that don't accept it are terrorists. And they got all these TV shows where the founding fathers are terrorists on television. We got the sheriff coming up in Kentucky.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, a few days ago, it was very touching to our viewers and listeners. We played some clips of a county meeting that Sheriff of Jackson County, Denny Payman, was at. He was at the public meeting, and he said, look, I would be ashamed if our founders were here who fought so hard and gave so much up so that we would have the birthright of the Second Amendment. I would be ashamed that we're even discussing this. And that's absolutely right. That's the perspective of an informed American. But then you get all these globalists, all these corporate front men up there all over television. I was just back there during the break monitoring CNN, and they're like, saying again, we've got to take the handguns too. We got to take everything. We've got mayors and we've got U.S. senators like Chuckie Schumer saying we'll just have audits, we'll just harass, we'll just shut down outside of law gun shops unless you only sell single shots. And we have clips of that. We have all these articles up at InfoWars.com right now. Philadelphia mayor declares economic warfare on gun rights, financial terrorism, firearm sellers to be blackmailed into conforming to gun control. I mean, this is just Goodfellas mafia tactics. They want a confrontation. They've been training for it, especially since Obama got in. They've been trying to federalize the police. Police sent us the training manuals. MIAC, Homeland Security, saying gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, that we were, quote, terrorists and the number one terror threat. Remember that 3.5 years ago? Well, now they're just going public with that, and they want this confrontation. Mayor Bloomberg told Obama yesterday, he said, defy Congress, executive orders, make people turn them in now. And then here is another key report before we go to the sheriff. This is also up at InfoWars.com. Mayor predicts Waco-style standoff in response to Obama gun confiscation, expressing his opinion to the New York SAFE Act. Gloversville Mayor Dayton King is sensationally warned that any federal gun confiscation program could lead to Waco-style standoff in rural areas of America. And we're going to be going over that, and I want to get that mayor on ASAP. The point is, there are so many old veterans I know, especially, who understand tyranny, and they are not giving up their birthright. And again, most police chiefs and people are constitutionalists. They're good men and women. But a lot of them, the state police and others, were going to follow orders, and it is going to cause a civil war. I had Ron Paul on last week, outgoing congressman. He said, yeah, it's the line in the sand. He said, undoubtedly, he knows they're going to start raising taxes and things, too. There's going to be tax rebellions. And he said, when they come for the guns, it's going to kick off a war. And they're going to call us terrorists. Okay? Now, me, I'm not here saying I'm offensively going to do anything. I'm a radio talk show host. I'm not trying to be macho. I don't want a war. But I'm telling you something. They're going to start it. And we're going to finish it. That's where this is going. And I want to take you now to Jackson County Sheriff Denny Payman. He was the first sheriff. Now it is dozens of them. Rand Paul vows to torpedo Obama executive orders. So we're going to fight peacefully. They know we're going to beat them peacefully. That's why they're trying to say we're just going to go shut things down if we feel like it. Lawlessly. I mean, this government is crazy. These so-called liberals are a bunch of authoritarian freaks. I've studied history. That they did this in Russia and Germany, and folks. The Germans did this to the Jews in their businesses. Just outside of law, started harassing them. Folks, I mean, this is not going to go well. Many more sheriffs vow not to enforce federal gun laws. Oregon law enforcers lead national fight against Obama gun grab. We've got Texas sheriffs doing it. We've got congressmen from Texas saying they're going to start impeachment. I had Toth on yesterday, the state rep. He's in the legislature's racing. He's talking to the attorney general. They're going to pass laws saying you can't do that in Texas. And that's constitutional. So I'm going to move now to Jackson County Sheriff Denny Payman. I wanted to give him that briefing. I know he's probably aware of all this, and talk to him because he's the first to go public. And, sir, why were you the first to stand up from the great state of Kentucky and all 50 states and say that you're not going to be involved in gun confiscation?
Because it dealt with my county. It dealt with the people that I have swore to protect. It was, you know, it's when I first got word of it, a friend of mine came in and showed me what Obama would say and what he had said. And he said, man, what would you say to that? And I said, we're not going to do it. He said, would you say that publicly? And I said, yeah. I said, I believe that. We're gonna stand by that. I'm not going to disarm my people because they need these guns for protection because it is their Second Amendment right to have guns. And I'm not going to have, you know, the government come in and tell us, no, you're not. And so that's where it started.
Can you elaborate, because it's very touching, it sounds like you're about to break down, but you controlled yourself. When you talked about the founding fathers, it sounds like you know about that history a little bit. Can you repeat what you said to your constituents?
Yes, I stood there, yes, and this is an emotional topic for me because of the price that other people pay that we take for granted to flippantly talk about these issues when it's something that really doesn't even deserve to be talked about. It should already be taken care of. meeting, and I said that I was embarrassed to have to be in a meeting like that, and I was ashamed if our forefathers were to be able to see and to hear what we were talking about and what the government is doing now. You know, how would they feel knowing what the price that they paid that we could have this freedom and how we were just letting the government, which they designed the Constitution for us. They designed the Second Amendment for us to protect us. And we sit back and just let them, you know, push back and mold that however they want. That's like taking the Bible, and let's just say either you believe it or you don't, but let's say you take it and you mold it to suit you, and that's usually what people do. That's the same thing they're doing with the Constitution. They're just going to mold that, they're going to tweak that, they're going to use it other than what it was meant for, to suit their purposes, their desires for the direction that they want it to go.
I know you've seen the FBI crime statistics that are gathered from local communities, some of the most accurate government statistics out there. 21% of violent crime reduction the last 16 years. Most of that dropped since 2007. And then I saw the number at FBI.gov of, in the last 20 years, a 49% drop in crimes using firearms. Anybody can go look these numbers up. And what's amazing is that the mainstream media will not talk about that, and they don't want the big secret that as gun ownership has skyrocketed, violent crime has gone down because criminals are scared to death to home invade or carjack now, except in areas run by these big city mayors where they've taken the guns.
That's exactly right. And that's what I've told people, and that's what, as we talk here, I mean, we live in a rural area, and sometimes it's 30, 45 minutes before I can respond to somebody on our north end of our county. But they're calling me, and they're talking on a cell phone, and, you know, how can I disarm somebody when I tell them I'm 30 minutes away, and there's two guys kicking their front door, 2 o'clock in the morning, they just woke out of a sleep, and they're depending on me to get there while these guys are coming into their house. I would much rather them have a handgun, a weapon of some kind, not necessarily a handgun. It could be an AK-47. I really don't care, as long as they can protect what's theirs and protect themselves. And, you know, what's happening right now is, you know, all they've done is just paint this a different color. All they've done is to crack the door a little bit to see what they can push through later. They've crammed these apples down our throat, and now they won't go, so now they're going to paint them. They're going to put something else on them, some caramel, and try to cram them again. And that's what the people, I can only speak for the people in my county and the people I'm responsible for. Half our county or better packs guns daily. We don't have shootings and stuff here. We had a shooting here not long ago where a guy was stealing a guy's stuff and he shot him. We've had guys, other people that were shot. But you know, we don't have guys go kicking doors on people they know are armed.
Well, that's right. In fact, where I live in Austin, the only place that you see people getting robbed is mainly the illegal immigrant communities, because folks know they're likely to not have guns, and so the criminals feed on them. I mean, home invasions, I've seen the national crime maps, I know you've seen them. It's almost non-existent carjackings, home invasions. People don't walk up in Texas, in most areas, try to rob somebody in a shopping market parking lot, because most folks are packing a gun in their purse, even if it's a woman. And then I read about Chicago and New York. You know, Chicago, 530-something deaths last year of citizens being fed on, and they have a total gun ban for the citizens in the city, and wonder why every criminal in the country goes there, because it's their happy hunting ground.
Yeah, it's free food there, you know? It's a free lunch. That's like here, or anywhere else, you know, just like in the shooting inside the theater. What if everybody was armed in there? Do you think the guy would have come in? No. You know, and if he would have come in, how many would he have got? I'm pushing here to arm our teachers, because if I'm sitting at the bottom of the hill, which from our high school, and they call me and say, Denny, he's coming in the room. I've got 30 seconds to get up there, get in the room. He's already killed 30 students. But if I have a teacher up there, he walks through the door, he can take him out as he walks through the door. How many people are going to be doing school shootings? They're not, because there's no glory in just getting shot walking in. What they glory in is how many they left dead.
Well, we need to profile these people. I've done a study of it, and I know police have as well. Almost every shooter, Harris, Kleibold, the Batman guy was into the occult, the guy that killed his mom with a hammer and then got the illegal AR-15 because he was a felon. Why was he out of jail? He was a devil worshiper. Lanza was reportedly a Satanist. That's mainstream news. They are goth. I'm not saying all goths are bad. The point is they are goth, Satanist, into shoot-em-up video games, who are in the psychiatric system on psychotropic drugs in almost every case. I mean, the drug insert, Sheriff, says it can make you do this. Why didn't Obama mention not putting unstable people on Prozac?
Exactly.
down. And just like if there is a shooting, just like the shooting in West Virginia that was big, was blown up, they don't talk about the shooting where a guy came on and only shot two people. And then they go back and check these guys as to why they were doing it in the first place and find out that they were raised in these video games that desensitize them to that. So when they're in that shooting mode, they're just playing another game.
It's incredible. I want to bring up what the mayor was talking about. I read you that headline here. Mayor predicts Waco-style standoff in response to Obama gun confiscation. I mean, they knew when they put all these psychiatric drugs in schools and then made them victim disarmament zones, there'd be shootings. This stuff didn't go on until the 80s and 90s. Even though overall crime's going down, violent crime, this is going up because the media hypes it. There's mentally ill people. There's these video game head Satanists. This is really cool and fun for them to go and do this. Are you? What do you think is going to happen, Sheriff? And again, the sheriff from Jackson County, Kentucky, Denny Payman, joins us. What do you think is going to happen if they give state police the order to, okay, we've got undercover reports that, you know, this guy out here's got 15 guns and he's a veteran, he's refused to turn them in. What's going to happen when they go to try to take the guns, and then let's say the first 100 people turn their guns in. If you got 160 million gun owners and 1% refuse to turn them in, that's 1,600,000 people that are going to fight back. What do you think is going to happen there, Sheriff?
I think that they're going to have a civil war on their hands, because I know people well enough. They're going to go bury whatever guns they have. They're going to hide them. They're going to put them, but they're going to put them where they're easy access for them. And they're going to come say, yeah, search my place, take away whatever. But when it comes right down to taking it from their hand, it'll never happen. These people will fight back. Because they, you know, people will fight over a lot of things, but the number one thing they will fight over is their firearm. They will not, because they know that is their last, very last line of defense. If you got a guy 60 years old that's a veteran, and he's crippled up from his service and what he's done, and that's all his last line of defense, that's what he's going to do. He's going to fight you for it.
So what do you think the social engineers are thinking? I mean, Ron Paul, everybody said what you've said, and then I told Piers Morgan, you're going to start 1776 again, and he spun it like I'm saying I want that. That's the last thing I want, but they're pushing and pushing. I guess they think they're going to be able to initiate this. They're already saying Obama's going to be the new Lincoln, and he'll crush the states. I mean, I think these people are on megalomaniac power trips.
Yes. What it is, it's a bully tactic. And what they're going to do is they're going to bully first, you know, verbally. Then they're going to try and stretch their muscle a little bit to see. Because they think, you know, they've got all these trained troops and stuff. But I'll tell you what, there's more people trained here than what we have in our full military. You know, in the United States, there's more people that are trained that shoot casual shooters. People that, you know, and they're going to fight back. And once, I'll tell you something. Once it started, I've looked at a lot of people here lately. I've talked to a lot of people. They've got the look in their eye. I've had enough. They're not going to take this too. You know, our employment is down are up to where people aren't employed. Prices are high. People are thinking, you know what? What do I care? And they go to try to take somebody's gun. They're going to have more than a civil war on their hands. It'll be so much worse than what it ever was before because, you know, and here, if you've got, say, just in any part of the United States, that you come in and you isolate an area and try to get the guns, the wars are not going to start there, but the American people will come to you. The support that I've got just over the United States from fellow officers, retired officers, veterans, all these people that are coming together right now, they're all willing to fight.
Wow, you've really done your homework. Because what you're saying is absolutely historical, and here's the thing. We don't want this, but they've taken our sovereignty. They say our military's under NATO, UN control. They tell Congress that to their face. Obama's shutting down power plants everywhere. Power prices are exploding. To wreck America, he paid to ship General Motors to China, $22 billion. This is economic warfare, to shut us down, to put us on welfare, to domesticate us. And they brag and say that, and Americans know that, and they know everything's been taken from us. Obama said it 5 years ago in a secret meeting with his million-dollar donors. He said, they're bitter clingers, but don't worry, I'll get them in the second term. They call us bitter clingers. They hate us because we love God. They hate us, and they've taken everything from us. All we've got's our guns left and our Bibles, and now they're taking our churches, saying the Catholic Church and others are going to have to pay for abortions. These people are crazy.
Yes, they are. And they're, if, you know, there's not the same blood that runs through them as that runs through the rest of the core of America. It's not the same blood. They'll find out what that color of that blood is, because they've showed it before.
That's right. So, again, Sheriff, it sounds like you've really done a lot of historical research. I think of all the police I've interviewed, except for maybe former Sheriff Richard Mack, you are the most informed about history. Because everything you're saying is exactly how it's going to go down. And is there any way to stop it?
No, even, you know, biblically and looking into, you know, a lot of stuff is going to come to pass. But even the stuff that came to pass, they didn't lay down, you know. And does it mean come to pass? Does that mean in our generation or the next year? We're only responsible to take care of ourselves and the next generation. It's the next generation's responsibility to take it there. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, these different things, you know, the end times and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it could have been end times in the 60s, but people fought back. It could have been in the 70s or 80s, you know, but now we're in 2000. You know, only God knows the exact time that, you know, he will return.
Wow.
And,
no, it's like Nineveh got a 100-year reprieve. You're right. God helps those that helps themselves. He gave us a brain.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could have, I mean, the whole, I mean, this could have all been over 1,000 years ago. It could have been over 200 years ago. But he also gives in man the freedom. The freedom and, you know, desire to do what's right.
Well, I'm in. God bless you, Sheriff. One more segment with you. Jackson County Sheriff Denny Payman. This is the kind of sheriff we need in every county in this country.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
is our guest, you can hear his historical understanding of this. Man, when I look at the oily mafia types, the anti-gunners, and their statements they're making about, we'll just shut your gun shop down without a law. We're just going to, I mean, I'm going to play some of these clips in the next hour. I can't believe they're moving this fast. Sheriff, what is your gut that their game plan is? We know it's a full-out assault. Homeland Security is now not for Al-Qaeda. It's for the American people. They're saying that. It's for conservatives, libertarians. What do you think in your gut is their full game plan and what they're planning?
What it is that what I feel is what they're doing now is they're going to see what the American people will tolerate. They're kind of trying to crack the door a little bit. They're going to throw some stuff out. They're throwing stuff out that we're going to balk at. We're going to buck, and they're going to pull back, and they'll say, okay, let's try and find a medium here. We'll give some, you give some, and everybody's going to be happy. What the American people are doing is they're going to give some, and all they're going to do is they're setting the people up to when they kick the door, they can come in and take it all. Because once you've been set up and you will compromise on the Second Amendment, if you will compromise on any of that, then you've compromised on it all. And that's what they're gambling, that we'll compromise. If we don't compromise, they're not going to know what to do then. Because they're gambling that if we compromise, they can get the door cracked enough that they can get in that way. But if we don't let them get in or let them get started, they're not going to know what to do next.
They also run the risk of being too over the top. I mean, I've got clips coming up. I'm sure you're seeing this as well. I know you're busy, but they're on CNBC, CNN, MSNBC saying, quote, our presidents beat Hitler. They can beat the gun owners. That's a Bob Schaefer quote, CBS. No, my grandfathers beat Hitler, not presidents, and certainly not Obama. And they're saying it's like South Africa. That's, embargoing the racist, and gun owners are Klan members. I mean, it's so over the top to say gun owners killed those kids. They're trying to put the guilt on us. I say we get on the offensive and point out they're the ones that made schools victim disarmament zones, because if we don't get on the offensive, we're going to lose it.
Well, what I'm finding in these little, like, Tea Party groups, liberal groups, patriot groups, what I'm finding is I used to see back in the 70s, 60s, 70s, they're more of the redneck, they're more of the working man, you know what I'm saying, that kind of work, where it was kind of, they kind of stereotype all these gun owners are all hillbillies, you know?
Country boys.
What I'm seeing now is I'm seeing judges, I'm seeing legislators, I'm seeing educated people. But the thing has changed dramatically. You know, you still see a blend of people, but it's an upper. I mean, you're talking people that are in places of power and control that can help and can do something.
You just said it. We've got Congress people. We've got judges. We've got police chiefs, sheriffs. It's a leadership core, just like leading up to 1775. And the establishment better understand that. There's going to be organized at governmental level resistance to this.
Yes. They're betting that at that level it's going to be taken care of, but it's not. It's still going to take the cross of every American that packs a gun, you know? And just like for the people that don't pack a gun, when this all comes down, they better be standing close to somebody who does, because they're going to need protection too.
Well, look at the economy. The derivatives were totally bankrupt by design. The 50 million people on food stamps. All these big cities run by these crime bosses are collapsing. And then when everybody runs to the rural areas, I mean, we're not turning our guns in so we can be gang raped.
Right. Exactly. And just like they're talking about the assault weapons and stuff, I've got one. I've had one. I've had them for years, and I'm going to continue to keep them. Why? No, I don't go out and play with them. It's probably been 2 years since I've even fired some of them. But, I keep them. Why do I keep them? I keep them for my protection. And that's what other people are keeping theirs for protection. You don't turn in your protection.
If you've got 50 people rushing your farmhouse or planning to loot you, you need an AR-15. Do 5 more minutes with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We'll be right back. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.